Good evening, all. So we explained yesterday that there is a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam regarding the prohibition of how the prohibition of having your animal rest on Shabbos works. So we said that according to the Rambam, you actually need to be physically involved. You need to be holding the plow along with your animal, and then if you do that, then you're going to violate the prohibition of your animal not doing any work. However, says the Ramban, that doesn't make any sense. The way that you're involved in the prohibition is simply that you're leading the animal, but you're not going to be holding any of the equipment, because then if you're holding the equipment, you're actually going to be doing the malacha yourself. So continuing in that same vein, it's a little complicated, but we'll go slowly and try to get there as much as we can this evening. But if the continues the chinuch, if the person is doing the work by himself, regarding this, the Torah doesn't need to say that this person is going to be chayev, isn't that he's going to be liable for holding the plow? Sharei ancho meforosh, because his punishment is listed explicitly in other places that it says kol ha'usev ha'malacha yumas. Anyone who does malacha is going to be killed. So this notion that the Rambam says that the person has to be holding a plow, and we need this extra idea that we're told that the guy has to let his animal rest, that he needs that extra bit, doesn't make any sense. It's all about the guy leading his animal, but he's not doing anything. Because if he's actually doing something, then we have other explicit areas where the Torah says this guy cannot do anything. So again, according to the Rambam, if he's holding it, then he is liable for his animal. According to the Ramban, all he has to do is guide the animal, then he's going to be liable for this prohibition. Masha amru v'gemara belavd mechamer. This that our rabbi suggests that there's this prohibition of driving the animal forward. Shehu lav shenitan la'azharas misas basin. So if you'll notice, again, it's a little complicated, so we'll go slow. So the Rambam said that the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning, that this entire idea that you have to let your animal rest, that you have to rest, etc., that this is what we call Allah shenitan la'azharas misas basin, that this verse is a warning that a person can be executed by basin. So if that's true, and if you take a step back for a second, we just said that a person doesn't get any punishments for guiding his animal and letting his animal do something wrong. So how can this verse, according to the Ramban at the very least, be a warning that will get this person executed? So Pirushu Lufi Das HaRamban Zechonu Lebracha, according to the Ramban, I'll explain it as follows. It's not that the prohibition of your animal is going to earn you a warning to be killed. Rather, there are other prohibitions in this verse that are a warning to that you'll be executed by the basin, and therefore this idea of letting your animal rest is included in the rest of it. So in other words, because the Torah tells you to rest and you don't rest, so that's a warning that you can be executed by the basin if you violate it. However, the animal part of resting, it's just included in the rest of the verse, but that part does not get you any sort of punishment. It's just included with the rest. It's included in the rest of it. So the other things, aka the idea that you have to rest yourself, that's an example of something that you're being warned that if you don't follow it, then you will be killed by the basin. Even though, when it comes to leading your animal, that's not going to involve. It's just a simple prohibition. Because we said before that if you lead your animal, if you guide your animal along to do this malacha, not only do you not get killed, but you don't even get malchus. You don't even get lashes for that. It's all considered. This entire pasuk is considered something that you're being warned that you'll be killed by the basin if you violate it. Why? Because the other things that are included in this verse, sheish ben mises basin, that do have a punishment of being killed by the basin. So again, that the Ramban will explain this idea that this verse is considered a warning that you'll be killed by the basin, not because if you violate the malacha of having your animal work. No, that's not. That's just going along for the ride. The real thing that you're getting, the real thing that this pasuk is telling you that you're being warned that you may be killed by the basin is if you yourself are not doing the. If you yourself do not rest on Shabbos. Okay. We'll do a little bit more. So the chinuch says, don't take my word for it. I'll bring you another example where this exact situation happens. Where? Meseches Erevin. We have a concept of tchum that our chazal teach out of the pasuk of al yitzei ish mimkomo, that a person shouldn't go out of his place. However, this idea is also considered what we called before alav shenitan azharas misas basin, that if a person goes out of the tchum, chazals call this a warning that a person could be executed by the basin. But person goes out of the tchum, they're not going to be executed by the basin. So how could that be? The reason why is because this is, according to some, this is also the source of hotzah, that you can't carry on Shabbos. You can't go from one rishus to another rishus on Shabbos. Right? In accordance with a few rabbis who do say that this is the actual malach of hotzah, we know that for sure if a person does go from one rishus to another carrying something, then that is going to be a serious iser d'oraisa, and the person could be executed by the beis din for that. So therefore, we include everything in that in terms of calling it a verse that it's a warning that you could be executed by the beis din. So even the idea of tchum Shabbos will be considered alav shenitan asaras misas beis din, but it itself will not actually earn you being killed by the beis din if you violate it. Even though, when it comes to tchum, you are not going to get any of these other punishments. You won't even seemingly get malchus for it. Nonetheless, everything is included. Whatever we interpret this pasuk to teach us, no matter what, it's going to be called this idea, this lav shenison, lav shenitan lazaras misas basin, because of the fact that hotzah can be learned out of this idea as well. So too, we can explain our concept with that same idea as follows. Again, that the Ramban will say the reason why Chazal call our pasuk something that a person could be warned by the beis din that they would be killed for this is because of the idea that a person themselves, if they do the work, they'll get killed, but not if a person works their animals. So to conclude one more time, that's why the Ramban how the Ramban explains this pasuk, and therefore the Ramban says that if a person leads his animal to do work, he walks behind his animal and he says, "You, Mr. Cow, please plow my field," then he's going to violate this idea, but he won't get any punishment for that explicitly. However, the Rambam says, no, the only way you violate it is by actually holding the plow with the animal, and then seemingly there would be a severe prohibition involved with that, and that is the famous machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam in this area. There's a little bit more to do, but for now, we will stop right here.